Last week, our TV critic David Bianculli raved about the new Gary Shandling series, The Larry Sanders Show on HBO. It's a satire of talk shows. This week, David has a review of another show, ABC's Arresting Behavior, which pokes fun at a different TV format, the so-called reality show.
I remember a few years ago when I watched the premiere episode of Cops. It was a new series from the Fox network, and I wasn't expecting much. At the time, Fox was doing junk like The New Adventures of Beans Baxter. And TV's other so-called reality series, like NBC's Unsolved Mysteries and Fox's America's Most Wanted, were awful. I thought Cops would be more of the same. But I was surprised. Cops had no narration and no host and spent each episode tagging along with real cops and detectives on and off duty. And it was a good show. It still is, even though the dozens of imitators since then have missed the boat and polluted the water. The other day, when I put in the preview cassette of Arresting Behavior, I wasn't expecting much either, and I was pleasantly surprised again. It's a series poking fun at programs like Cops. And it works because it has the cop style down cold. Not only the video verite approach, but the emphasis on character. Leo Burmeister plays Bill Ruskin, a veteran cop with a wife and family. Ron Eldard plays Donnie, Ruskin's young and single squad car partner. They're the heroes of Arresting Behavior, and the ones we watch doing things like, well, like rescuing babies from accidentally locked cars.
All units, 91 Tomboy responding to baby locked in
look.
A car.
Asparagus, 2 pounds for 99 cents. It's goodbye.
Officer, officer, over here, please, hurry. My baby's stuck in the car. Hurry.
Okay, okay. Hey, little guy. Hey.
She's gonna be okay, sweetie.
Don't worry, ma'am. These Volvos are just a little hard to break into.
You probably think I'm a terrible mom.
No, ma'am. A terrible mom would have just walked away.
My favorite character, though, is Donnie's tough guy brother, Pete, who's also a cop. He's played by Chris Mielke, who played Peggy Lipton's husband, Hank, on Twin Peaks. And he's so uptight, he makes Joe Friday look laid back. Here he is, giving a jailhouse tour to some grade school kids.
Well, this is where we keep the bad people. As you can see, it's pretty slow today. We only have four bad people, but it's early. Now, come on in, sit down at the table. Don't worry about a thing. They're locked in there, you're here, okay? Go ahead, sit down right there. Show of hands. How many here are gonna be bad people someday? That's terrific. You're a good-looking bunch of boys and girls, and I'd hate to put any of you behind bars, but I would.
It smells really bad in here.
Yeah, well, bad people don't smell good. It makes them easier to catch, actually.
We also get scenes of the cops at home with their respective families and problems, and all of it's done well. So well, in fact, that it's right up there with such documentary spoofs as This is Spinal Tap, The Ruddles, and Albert Brooks's Real Life. Arresting Behavior comes from Larry Levin and Vic Kaplan, who worked together on its Gary Shandling show. That series poked fun at the sitcom form, so ridiculing a TV genre is nothing new to them. And the director of Arresting Behavior is Betty Thomas, who used to play a cop on Hill Street Blues, so she brings her own type of expertise to the show. Like Shandling's new series, The Larry Sanders Show, Arresting Behavior has no laugh track and has more imagination and better characters than most of the real shows it's making fun of. So give Arresting Behavior a chance tonight. And, like me, you may be pleasantly surprised.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post and the author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.